Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome back to the Captain Matt Bruce, Captain America Third Watch. This is Charles Butler sitting in, and we're coming to you from the Moss Family Automotive Studio, Moss Family Automotive, Tampa, Newport Richey, Brooksville. Visit MossFamilyAutomotive.com. That's M-A-U-S, FamilyAutomotive.com. And we have with us Ms. Denise Simon. We're going to chat it up a bit here. Welcome to the show, Denise, and I don't know if you heard Cap earlier tonight, but he's doing well, and he'll be back soon.
Good. Yay. Thank you.
Yeah. So I was doing a hit on transgenderism, and I was talking about, I love the fact that now women are admitting, well, we can't do what the men do. All before, all you heard was, we're equal to the men. We can do whatever the men do. You know, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you can't. No. You can't be in combat. You're not going to do what a man does in combat because you're not strong enough. You're not going to go in a fire and pull out a 100 or 200-pound person to safety. You're not built that way. I'm not saying people aren't brave enough to do it. It's just that you don't have the strength to do it. And a lot of guys can't do it. I mean, it takes a special person with strength and training to go do that kind of stuff, or being a cop on the street and engaging a person without killing them or tasering them. And I remember when I was coming along, cops never pulled their guns out. They didn't have tasers. They would beat a guy up. They beat you with your billy club or they beat you with their fists. But that's what they did, and there aren't many women, if any, who can do that to a real guy. You know, like I said, you know, NFL, when I see women in the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, playing with the guys, I'm like, okay, cool. But that ain't going to happen, not in our lifetime. And these girls are saying that, and it's really interesting, but because all before it was like, oh, we can do anything a man can do, and I'm like, come on. It's not, I mean, you're not strong enough to. Your mind may be telling you this. It's like me. I'm 70 years old now. I can't do what I used to do. I can't play basketball like I used to play basketball at 50. Not going to happen.
the parts of the women's movement at one point did kind of go off the rails. I think that what they really wanted was equality, which is different than where we are today with equity. They want equality in the workplace, but the workplace was not necessarily defined as physical.
Right, exactly.
But now we're in a situation where we do have some women, and we do have them that are going through some and prevailing in the military, just as, you know, that, with the same kind of
Denise, that is not true. The women are not carrying a 120-pound rustic bag.
I was going to go with this was, I think it was only with real exception. I think so far there's only been two that I have seen.
They went through the Ranger course, and they went through the Ranger course with exceptions. So, you know, they're bending over backwards to push these women through.
And
like the woman who went through the Air Force course for special ops, she busted them out. She said, I quit six times. If a man quits one time, he has to start the process all over. She said, I quit six times, and they kept wanting me to come back. See, those are the things that are going on. I only tell the truth. You know, it's like the lie that they tell about Israeli women being in combat. Israeli women are in support units in combat. They're never in combat.
Correct.
But the lie that's told is, well, Israeli women are in combat. No, they're in support units in combat.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And you know what? There are places where I don't want women to be equal to men. I mean,
I understand that.
I want men to be men.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that I don't know if you've been following. I'm sure you have. There's a guy, he came on Fox. I didn't catch all of it. But he's talking about the emasculation of the American male. I've been talking about that for the last 20 years. About how these, you know, especially white men get blamed for every. And I watch my white friends get beat down, get accused of everything that's wrong in the world, from the sun coming up to pollution to you name it, you know, and the white man's blamed for it. It's not fair. It hasn't been fair. And you know, I saw just great guys just beaten down by this toxic environment of white males, and then males, period. Okay?
Got it. I'm with you. Absolutely with you. I think you were referring to Senator Hawley.
No. He has that book out, a new book out about toxic masculinity or something?
No, I was talking about the ones that you say he's been asking about. Where are, you know, the men that, including in here, but I don't remember a book, but go ahead.
Yo, the guy I'm talking about, he's just written a book. I'll look it up while we're talking here. But,
okay.
It's amazing to me that here we are in 2023. And you have guys who are killing themselves. You know, we lose 22 vets a day to suicide. Nobody's saying anything about that. You know, we lose in Chicago, for instance, we lose almost 300 school age children a year to killings. Nobody says anything about that. But let it be a little suburban school with 12 kids. Oh, my God, we need to take the guns out of the hands of everybody.
Touché.
Well, look, we're going to come back, and we'll be right with you. And we're going to carry over with Ms. Denise Simmons. If you have any questions, just call in. 877-696.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Okay, welcome back to the Captain America show. Captain Bruce with Captain America Third Watch. It's Charles Butler sitting in, and I have one of his regulars, Denise Simon, from The Founder's Code. Hey, Denise, let's pick up where we left off.
Okay. You want me to pick up the baton here?
Yeah, I pass the baton to you. You got it.
Well,
I understand. Wait a minute. Before we go any further, I understand you do a radio show. Tell us a little bit about your show.
My show is a 2-hour show on Saturdays and Sundays on WDDQ out of Georgia.
Okay.
And it is a kind of a current events show where I interview subject matter experts on any subject matter. So it goes from the sublime to the ridiculous on topics, anything from national security to foreign policy to education to, you know, homelessness to law and order to, I mean, anything. So, you know, I have to kind of be in my game to compete, not necessarily compete, to be able to collaborate with the subject matter experts. So it's almost like a public service show where it's the experts are putting things in context and you know, it's kind of telling the rest of the story, if you will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the story is being told.
I hope so.
All right.
But, you know, back to this battle of the sexes, if you will. I don't really know where all of this other component is with this gender jumping thing that's been going on, which I think is it's hurting a faction of women that you know want to be able to compete in the realm of Title IX. And now we're seeing that, you know, in the physical realm of certain sports, women, you know, just can't outperform these men that have gender jumped. And it's really eliminating a lot of opportunity for these women. Now, when it comes to, I would say, the NCAA, which I've had issues with myself for years and years and years on some of the things that they, that the platform's about. But setting that aside, there really needs to be a full-blown discourse, verbal discourse with the NCAA and all of these.
But, you know, I don't see why all the hoopla is over these people that constitute less than 1% of the population. So you have one guy out of 10,000 that wants to compete with women or be on a woman's team, and you just change everything. I think it's outrageous. Just like I think it's outrageous to try to integrate women into men environments. It shouldn't work. It doesn't work. This Western thing that consistently causes problems. I can tell you that when you go to England, for instance, England is still a very masculine society. It's still a very male-oriented society, unlike the U.S., which is effeminate, becoming more effeminate with all of this LGBT and if you're a man, if you have bass in your voice, you're toxic, you're speaking ill to me, you're hurting my feelings because you're the tone of your voice. I mean, you know, it's just crazy.
Touche. I agree with that. And then we have this whole pronoun thing.
I don't do it.
I don't either. I don't either, but you know, a birth certificate is a legal document, okay? It's considered a legal document.
Well, now they're changing. You can change your sex on your birth certificate.
So now we have there needs to be a challenge because not only is your gender on a birth certificate, but your name is on a birth certificate, which means that you have a legal confirmed ICA I shouldn't say icon, but, you know, your name is
identity.
An identifier.
Yeah, identity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And now we're dismissing that completely. Then we have this whole problem in schools where, you know, these schools are in secret getting with some of these students and encouraging them to go through gender... You know, changes.
Well, you know, Denise, what I think that's all about is attention. It's all about being special. See, when you're, an example, as a black man in America, there's nowhere that I go that I don't stick out. No, nowhere. Unless I'm around other black people. So whenever I'm around white people, I always stick out. I'm special. Okay, so the only way a white person can differentiate themselves from the rest of white people is to be what? Special. So I'm gay. I'm special. I'm a homosexual. I'm special. No, you're not special. You know, you're maybe immoral, but that's another issue. That's what's going on. These kids are getting extra attention because they choose to identify themselves with these groups or these identities. I'm gay, I'm bi, I'm whatever. You know, and they don't know. I mean, what 15-year-old knows about sex? What does a 15-year-old know about sex? Absolutely nothing. What does an 18-year-old know about sex? Nothing. So how can you expect a 8-year-old, I feel like a girl. Well, what does a girl feel like?
Well, and integrated it into, obviously, public education, into elementary school.
Right.
But it's permeated now into government policy.
Right.
To the point where even communications, diplomatic posts coming out in our State Department, we have pronouns in there. And then it goes all over to the service academies, where we have to have this kind of ridiculous training, kind of circling back, as they like to say, in Washington, D.C., to where, you know, the men are competing against the women and the women are trying to compete against the men, and we're losing sight of the real mission of our military.
Well, I think for one thing, this, like I said before, diversity, equity, and inclusion needs to die. D-I-E.
Yes.
True enough. I believe in diversity. I don't believe in equity. And I certainly don't believe in inclusion. That includes anything and anything you want to be and everything goes. No, that's not about inclusion. It's not about opportunity. So now we have all of this satanic, demonic behavior is supposed to be treated as you have to accept this and you have to celebrate. You have to celebrate and accept. I talked to a number of JOs. I used to belong to Union League Club. We had a number of junior officers who were coming through, going to grad school at Northwestern and University of Chicago, and they were assigned billets in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, "Why are you guys getting out?" They said, "I just can't handle this whole LGBT thing. You know, I'm supposed to celebrate these people. I'm supposed to treat them different than my other sailors and my other Marines because they're special." And they're getting out. They're getting out. So I can't take them. So, you know, we're being left with the clingers of the military instead of our finest young men and women.
Fighting for it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we spend a lot of money putting in lots of skills and
training.
I mean, the money that we spend for our special forces, the money we spend going through boot camp, and the money that we spend, making our military a lean fighting force.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Denise. When we meet up with the Chinese, they're going to clean our clocks. And if a guy's in a foxhole with a D-I-E person or D-E-I person, I say God help him and God help us all. Hey, look, this segment of the program is brought to you by National Aviation Academy, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts. Visit NAA.edu. We'll be right back with Denise Simon. You're welcome.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA USA News update. Debt ceiling negotiations between Republicans and the Biden administration ended Friday with no progress. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre spoke during a briefing in Japan where the president is attending the G7 summit.
There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation. That's not lost on us.
But she said the administration will continue to work toward a reasonable bipartisan solution. A judge has denied bail for accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira. The 21-year-old Air National Guard member was arrested last month for allegedly leaking top-secret documents. The NFL is remembering Jim Brown after news of his death. The commissioner called the former Cleveland Browns running back one of the most dominant players ever. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to Captain America's show, Mr. Captain Matt Bruce, and this is Captain America Third World Watch, Third Watch, I'm sorry. It's getting late, it's early in the morning, it's getting, you know, late, early, I don't know. Anyway, Denise is with us, Denise Simon, and Denise, we were talking about that young man who worked for Joe Biden in the energy department, and who was a drag queen and had a level Q security clearance, and what did he know about nuclear waste disposal, being a drag queen talking about BDSM? I mean, come on.
I don't know. I just think.
How do I get a job, a $175,000 job?
And still feel like you have to steal.
No. Listen. How did this guy pass a security check? I mean, how does he pass? How does he get a clearance? And he's a drag queen promoting BDSM to children, to students.
I've pretty much decided here, Charles, that going through security clearance isn't a pass or fail anymore. Okay. It is really just kind of a procedural thing. Okay. That's it. I mean, that's kind of where I am. And I've been there for a while, going all the way back to those in the Obama administration. Well, actually, in the Clinton administration. There are about 95,000 people that have a Q clearance. And I think those are only issued in the Department of Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or
if you're in the military.
Correct. Where that collaboration is. That's absolutely right. In CIA.
Yeah.
There are certain things that you have to know when it comes to special nuclear materials and that kind of thing.
Oh, so, yeah.
Now, what this cat knew about any of that going into this position and then staying in that position or be able to deal with his, you know, work associates, to me, is very questionable. But then again, you know, we've got people in Congress that have security clearance, not at the Q level necessarily, but that have no business being there.
Like Dianne Feinstein, who had a Chinese spy working for her for 25 years.
Precisely.
And she didn't know it. She's sitting there in her car talking about classified. Because Dianne Feinstein was always one to talk about classified information publicly. And she never got called out about it, which really ticked me off.
Touche. She was the one, too, that did that huge presentation and study and had it and spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on it about the CIA spying on members of the Senate. And then, you know, some of the other things the CIA did and does, you know, when it came to black sites and whatnot. Well, I mean, they can do all that, but some of these.
Well, you know, which they needed to do. And, you know, it's like this whole.
I agree with you.
This whole waterboarding thing. We used to waterboard each other for fun. So, you know, it's like they try to act like, well, waterboarding is so horrible. It's just so terrible. I mean, there are no nails being pulled out, okay? There are no teeth being pulled out without any anesthetic, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just some water up your nose.
So we obviously have some big issues when it comes to what is classified, what is not classified, what should be released in the public realm and what shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at other countries, adversarial countries especially, they don't have these issues.
No.
Because
they cut to the chase, and I think I think that finally, on a number of different levels, when we start talking about it's not segueing into another topic, but gun violence. I've always said whenever you come up on a mass shooter, the mass shooter needs to be shot, not negotiated with. Let's not find out why he did what he did. You kill him. You fill him full of holes. Put him in a body bag and go throw it in a garbage dump, you know? We're going to negotiate and figure out, why did you have a bad day today and shoot up the school? I mean, really?
Well, you know, I've often said, Charles, that a lot of things that go on in Washington, D.C. cause anger outside of the Beltway. And, we are seeing these conflicts and of going from the sublime to ridiculous, shooting up schools, and you know we got this manifesto thing that we're arguing about out of Nashville that nobody seems to want to put out there. People are angry over the whole southern border thing. People are angry about schools.
Well, people should be angry about the southern border. They're letting all these people in who are bringing diseases with them, who are so ignorant they don't even speak good Spanish. I always say we don't need any more dumb, ignorant people in America. We have enough.
really. But, and then you've got people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz who comes out last week and says, you know, we need people to be picking our tomatoes.
Well, listen, let me say this about how dumb she is. The bottom line is we've always had a migrant worker program. that's always been successful. Cesar Chavez did not support illegal immigration. You know, they made a movie talking about how he supported. No, Cesar Chavez asked Nixon and Johnson to send the U.S. Army to the border to shoot illegals coming across the border. I didn't say it. Cesar Chavez did.
Well, the other interesting component to all of that is there is a labor drain of people that apparently, you know, do want to work. I don't know. Maybe it's a manufactured excuse. But when you look at Honduras and Guatemala and Mexico and El Salvador and whatnot, these are all young men that are coming to our border, young single men, the majority of them. Well, you know, in these countries, what are they doing? I mean, where are their workers now? They're all here sitting in, you know, our $400 a night hotels that we're paying for. So,
you know, I would President Jefferson, at some point in some time, we need a revolution.
Well, I think we're kind of in the throes of one, but it's one that we don't want.
Well, it's one that needs to happen. Because these politicians are spending American taxpayer dollars like drunken sailors and asking for more. I mean, how can we give billions of dollars to the Ukraine, but we don't have enough money for schools in Chicago? But as I was saying earlier, Denise, finally, blacks in Chicago are waking up. I've said that they need to file lawsuits against the city for a number of different things. Now they're filing lawsuits to keep the city from spending money on illegals, new accommodations for illegals. I busted Rahm Emanuel buying a nursing home, converting it into a dormitory for 1,000 undocumented children, and busing these children all over the city, feeding them meals, providing tutors for them, taking them to their special activities, and the kids in the neighborhood, the little black kids in the neighborhood, are ducking bullets running back and forth to school. What kind of craziness is that? We busted this on ABC. The attorneys of ABC tried to stop us from telling the story.
Well, and, you know, we have a teacher shortage. You know, I heard the mayor of Miami talk about, I think it was the mayor, said that, you know, in Miami-Dade, they had to hire 10,000 teachers. Right. Where do you just come up with 10,000 teachers just for one school district? I mean,
exactly.
And what kind of cost is in all that? Then it permeates over into the school boards because of what they want to teach or
about
not
a minute.
Teach. And so this is where we end up. I mean, we end up in just real conflict between parents and institutions.
Okay. So, look, we got about 30 seconds here. Really appreciate you being on with me.
Thank you.
We talk again soon.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again. Well, so have a good one, Denise. Appreciate you.
Good to be with you, Charles.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hey, look, we'll be back to talk about Al Sharpton and his eulogy at Jordan Neely's funeral today. Charles Butler filling in for...
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to Captain Matt Bruce Show, Captain America, Third Watch, Charles Butler sitting in tonight, or this morning, I should say. Hey, this is MyPillow. This portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow. Listeners to the show know that Captain Bruce tells everyone about the good people at MyPillow and the amazing products that MyPillow has to offer. From the brand new MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets and slippers and the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few, MyPillow has to offer. Right now, say 50% off MyPillow Giza sheets, and while they last at a low price of $29.98. So on MyPillow.com, that's MyPillow.com, you'll find a host of great deals and additional great products from MyPillow. And when you've made your choices and you're ready to check out, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need, promo code CAPTAIN, and you're all set. Now, if you'd rather order over the phone, they have you covered. You simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 800-641-549. And you're sure to be taken care of and use the promo code CAPTAIN to get deep discounts and save a bundle. Once again, go to my MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, so we're almost through this hour. I want to play a little
Jordan
sharp,
was
sharp
screaming piece. For help. We keep criminalizing people with mental illness. People keep criminalizing people that need help. They don't need abuse. They need help. I want to know who called the order that it was all right for this man to choke this brother to death and go home and sleep in his bed. Who gave the order that it was all right to release him? We can't live in a city where you can choke me to death with no provocation, no weapon, no threat, and you go home and sleep in your bed while my family got to put me in a cemetery. There must be equal justice under the law. The sick part about it is that he's been choked much of his life. The agencies that failed to keep him and give him mental health choked Jordan. Those that let him go, even though they had his record of needing help, they choked Jordan. The city agencies choked Jordan. He's been choked most of his adult life.
I can't take it no more. I'm sorry. I can't take it anymore. Al Sharpton's lying. This man was a threat. His life was taken because he didn't have a weapon, no provocation. Provocation was he was threatening people. He was threatening to kill people. Whether he had a weapon or not, we don't know. And we shouldn't have to wait around to find out. That's how it works when you're in the streets. He who strikes first, strikes last. He who punches first, generally wins the fight. This man needed to be off. He was intimidating people. He was scaring people. It's too bad that he died. But at the end of the day, if his family really cared about him, then they would have got him off the streets. Now his family's like, it's like Rod Goldman's family. Oh my God, my son is gone. You didn't say anything about your son being on the streets, being homeless, being arrested 42 times. Punching a 65-year-old woman in the nose, breaking her nose. She'll probably be dealing with the effects of that for the rest of her life, her sinuses, rupture, things like that, because of this crazy man. But he was no threat. But he was violent, and he should have been taken down. Now, should Penny have held the chokehold as long as he did? No. Was Penny under some duress and stress? Yeah. Did he make a mistake? Yeah. Should he go to jail for it? No. No. He was protecting the people on that train from a crazy person who was dangerous. And let me say this about crazy people. They are dangerous, and they do kill people. Contrary to what these psychiatrists will have you believe. Bipolar people don't commit crime. Oh, yeah, they do. They do commit crimes, and they do hurt people, and they do kill people. I know we're just supposed to let them, you know, ignore this because they're crazy. The worst thing that Ronald Reagan did was to close the mental health hospitals. The worst thing he did. He said the worst thing he did, this is Ronald Reagan, was to grant amnesty to 3 million people. Because I can tell you, living in San Diego, they never quit coming across the border. They said they're going to do it again, so let's just keep going. They'll give us amnesty. Let's just get there. We're not going to give these 30 million people who are here amnesty. I'm telling you that right now. Al Sharpton. Oh, there's no provocation. There's no threat. Oh, yeah, it was. Totally. And the guy needed to be put down. You know, we only have a few minutes here. And I see a couple of callers out here. Let's bring on Mary. Mary?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to ask real quickly what you think about this reparations thing. Just for curiosity, I know what I think, but I'd like to know what you think, sir.
Well, what I think, what little that I know about it, and I haven't, you know, and I've worked on it. I've talked to people who are working the reparations issue. I don't know if you're aware of the fact that Martin Luther King talked about reparations. And this is back in the early 60s. When we talk about reparations, when they talk about reparations and they talk about this repayment, I haven't quite developed an intellectual theory on it, because you know when you look at you know the kind of wealth that was given white people in terms of land by the government. And black people were excluded from these land opportunities and these land rushes. So I look at this whole legal immigration, legal and illegal immigration. If black people had been, who are citizens, had been given the opportunities to work in these plants in the 1800s, in the 1830s, 40s, and 50s, maybe we would never have had a civil war. But people wanted to try to maintain slave labor, free labor, and that's why we fought the Civil War, no more, no less, to try to maintain the Union, because the South decided, hey, you know, well, you know, we're going to maintain these slaves, because there's a lot to slavery besides free labor. There was sex. There was a lot of sex going on. There's a lot of things going on. But like I said, personally, I haven't put together an intellectual framework to talk intelligently about reparations. But I do know that Dr. King talked about reparations and the opportunity for the government to reward black folks for their labor as they had allowed whites to have opportunities to gain wealth. So I don't know.
Okay,
but I think
you.
It sounds a little ridiculous. What I have heard and the numbers I've heard, I think they're totally ridiculous.
Thank you.
Anyway, so like I said, I have to do some homework. Thank you, Mary, for calling. Appreciate you. Hey, look, folks, we're getting ready to pretty much, maybe we could squeeze, well, Todd, we only got a minute. I'll try to squeeze you in. Go ahead. Let's grab Todd real quick.
All right, let's get down to business, boss. I just want to say this to the great Jim Brown. The great football player who stood with Donald Trump. God bless him for winning souls and opening his house in Beverly Hills to bring in the Crips and the Bloods to lead them to Jesus. And thank you for standing with Donald Trump. And may all blacks follow Jim Brown's lead and stand with Donald Trump, the greatest president in the history for black people in America, because I grew up in the Bronx with blacks. In Jesus' name, stand up for your country, stand up for your cops, and stand up for your family. Peace, brother.
Amen. Well said, Todd. Appreciate you, man. Glad we could do that. Glad we could do that. Like I said, this I'm going to consider going out to Jim's funeral. But look, hey, we finished the show, and I want to thank Mr. Joe Weaver for giving me an opportunity to be here and spend some time in Captain Matt Bruce's slot tonight. We'll be back soon, and have a great weekend. Keep hydrated. God bless you. God bless your families. Kiss your loved ones, and I'll talk to you later.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.